USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his prepared remarks for a closed-door deposition in the impeachment inquiry, the political counsel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, says he overheard President Trump talking on the phone with a U.S. ambassador about investigations in Ukraine, a day after the president talked with Ukraine's president back in July. Holmes added, the president was talking so loudly, Ambassador Gordon Sondland had to hold the phone away from his ear. Holmes said he heard the president ask, so he's going to do the investigation? He said Sondland replied, he's going to do it.
The arrows continue to point in the direction of a shakedown scheme led by the president of the United States.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell spoke about his impression of Holmes.
Rick Mulvaney, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Rick Perry are refusing to cooperate, and David Holmes showed great courage today.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Seeking to halt federal agents from arresting people in courthouses for immigration violations, Oregon's Supreme Court Chief Justice prohibited civil arrests in state courthouses unless the arresting agency has a judicial arrest warrant. Activists for immigrants have complained about increased enforcement activity around courthouses and other places under the Trump administration. In one incident, agents pepper-sprayed family members of a person they were trying to arrest in a courthouse in Astoria, Oregon. The estate of Jeffrey Epstein wants to set up a fund using the late financier's fortune to compensate women willing to forego a spate of lawsuits seeking damages for sexual abuse. According to court documents, the co-executors of the estate asked the court to approve a voluntary program committed to giving the plaintiffs compassion, dignity, and respect while sparing them the rigors and publicity of litigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An ugly exchange at the end of an NFL game has led to some suspensions. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The league has suspended Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett for the rest of the season and the playoffs if his team was to make it. Garrett ripped the helmet off Pittsburgh Steelers QB Mason Rudolph and then clubbed him in the head with it in the final seconds of the Thursday night game. Pittsburgh center Maurkice Pouncey, who jumped into Garrett and then kicked and punched him after Rudolph had been struck, has been suspended for 3 games. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin not in the mood to discuss it at the after-game news conference.
I'll keep my thoughts to myself. You guys saw what happened at the end.
The economy is good, and merchants are offering some good bargains for Black Friday. John Clements reports.
The National Retail Federation reports the 5-day period from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday is shaping up to be a record breaker. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation has the predicted numbers.
More than 39 million are planning to start shopping on Thanksgiving Day itself, and we're expecting a great turnout, more than 114 million on Black Friday, followed by about 66.6 billion on Small Business Saturday, another 33 million on Sunday, and then wrapping up with over 68 million shoppers on Cyber Monday itself.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.